It's the perfect day to work on your bike, rainy and cold. But the forecast says warmer weather is ahead. And that's why people and bikes are packed into a so-called bicycle cooperative based in Ottawa, Canada. It's called Recycles, and it's a bike repair shop that's open to everyone. Its walls are lined with cookie tins filled with greasy bicycle parts. Fenders and inner tubes hang from the ceiling. For just a few bucks an hour, you can get a bike stand, access to tools, and advice from mechanics. The shop is run by 10 volunteers who keep it open two nights a week and on Sundays. Mark Rader is the co-op's director. He's a firm believer that anyone can fix a bike.
If they're a complete novice, we'll start. We'll sort of, here, we'll do it and show them, and then we hand them the screwdriver or the wrench and go, okay, you keep doing that. When you get that part off, let me know. And so the head mechanic will move on to somebody else, and the person, okay, I got the thingamajig off, and right, okay, now you have to clean that out, and just step by step guide them through the thing.
The co-op was started 7 years ago by a group of dedicated cyclists. Lloyd Dean is one of the founders. He says their mission is simple: to get people out of their cars.
There is an alternative out there, and it's quiet, it's healthy, it's cheap, it's uncomplicated. You could actually fix it yourself, and we're a living testament that people with no mechanical skills whatsoever can come in here and fix their own transportation.
Volunteer mechanic Rob Galdens focuses intently on the bicycle wheel spinning in front of him. He works on one side of the bike as a client tightens nuts on the other.
We're putting on some new brake pads, and we're just sort of centering the brakes so that they hit the rim squarely. And yeah, tighten that nut.
There's already a nut there.
Okay. Nearby, volunteer Jennifer Neese is making the wheel true on her own bike. She says this experience has changed the way she uses her bicycle.
I do a lot of touring, and I wasn't really able to do that by myself until I started volunteering here, because if I got a flat tire or if my brakes busted or something out on the road, I wouldn't have been able to fix it. So it's really valuable for me to learn that.
When the volunteers aren't helping other people, they're refurbishing used bikes. They sell them to keep the operation going. But the group also receives some outside support. Most of their tools and parts are supplied by the Mountain Equipment Co-op, a Canadian nonprofit that sells outdoor gear. Mark Van Coy is the social and environmental coordinator at the Ottawa store. He says they support Recycles because it fills a void in the community.
If you were to go to a bike shop, a lot of the time the shop rate is, for most people, sort of out of range for them. So this really empowers people to be able to, one, afford to have a bike, and two, to be able to keep them up in working order.
The Bicycle Co-op is probably one of the smallest volunteer organizations in Ottawa. It has a tiny budget, no rules, and virtually no hierarchy. But the leader of this band of volunteers, Mark Rader, is convinced it's an ideal way to change society.
It's great to go up on Parliament Hill and wave the signs, down with Bush or whatever, but at a local level is where change is most effective. It's just little groups like us doing little things and connecting with the other little groups, and maybe every now and then sort of pulling out a pillar that was propping up something society didn't need anyways.
Rader says sometimes they'll talk about politics. Mostly, they're focused on flat tires and broken chains. But many of them share the same dream. They look forward to a day when cyclists will have the roads to themselves. For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, I'm Karen Kelly.